It's time for Message in the Bottle on Downtown, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan, who I'm looking at the photographic evidence, cleans up quite nicely, joins us this afternoon. Hello, Eric.
Rich, that's my wife.
Well, she always looks great.
I'm the ugly one next to her.
Your wife always looks stunning, and I love her holiday dress, too.
My God, isn't that neat? So the background to that is one of her best friends of all time is a marvelous seamstress, so that it's not what she does. She works officially for the University of Maine and is responsible for a lot of my daughter's beautiful dressy creations. But we found this. Actually, I'll take credit. I found this amazing fabric like 4 or 5 years ago at this point. And so this dress was made. And then, as you may be aware, we had this little thing that shut down, what's it called? Earth.
Mm.
And so this is her first time wearing it out. And it feels like it's old news, but everybody was coming up to her and complimenting her. And she did. She looks fabulous. And now she's currently in the south of our state, looking fabulous again on behalf of Husson, with the alums down there. She's racking up the miles. My gosh! I guess when you deal with people, I guess professionally asking people for their support and money, I guess you put on the miles. She's not doing it in her car. She rented one.
Well, good.
Well, listen, it's one of those things that you don't really think about it until all of a sudden you're like, oh my gory, that's significant. Again, there's people, you know, people travel for a living, you know. I mean, you yourself, you log some miles with the UMaine team as well. Yeah, it's not insignificant. Of course, you are always hunting for the best breakfast. And I do enjoy your posts.
Thank you.
Coffee and whatever form of breakfast, Sammy, you find. It always inspires me that day to go out and seek my own. So listen, speaking of traveling, from where we are, basically, the farthest wine region to get to for us is, as I understand it, is South Africa. It is just, it's freaking impossible to get there from here, which I guess is Maine's motto anyway, but that's what we're going to be talking about today, South Africa. South Africa is the oldest geological wine regions on Earth, simply because of how Pangaea broke apart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, way back when, you know, dinosaurs roamed the Earth, et cetera. Very old, and a very old settlement in terms of habitation and growing Vitis vinifera, but we don't really think of it because the importation. Well, it's interesting. Obviously, with the World Cup being in Qatar and all the talk about the corruption there, one of the things that I've been doing is there's a wonderful, if not horrible, documentary on FIFA right now on Netflix, and really one of the places that it got started, you know, part of the acknowledgement of the corruption was that they were willing to kind of, you know, go along with apartheid, you know, for money, just like they were willing to go along with Argentinian dictators for money and so forth and so on. And so it was pretty off the wine radar for a long, long, long time. But of course, there's so much money and so much intrinsic value there that it inevitably it was going to happen. So as I said, it's the oldest geology in the wine growing world. Of course, the weathering away of all these mountains, etc., revealed diamonds, reveals fossils. I mean, it's just a wonderland for anybody interested in the earth. And you have granite, you have sandstone, you have shale. They are naturally straining, right? So the vines really, really take to a lot of this area. And there's huge biodiversity, so you can grow any manner of things, and then just go up a little bit in elevation and put your vines there, as people do in places like Argentina, Napa, anywhere else. That's just sort of the model. And you've got almost the entire country of South Africa is really ideal, but of course you really are talking predominantly near the coast. Now, as I was saying, it's one of the oldest wine settlements because, as we know, Europeans really like to get their drink on. So 1487 is the Portuguese explorer Dias was the first European voyage to land there. And 1652 was the first settlement in Cape Town. Now, 1652, first settlement. 1659, they took a couple of years, but the first vineyard, which is still there, called the Constancia Vineyard, was planted. So 1659. So this is not a newcomer to having vinifera. It is just sort of newer to us because of international politics. 1973, they started pretty much you know, what everybody else has established, which is a wine of origin system. You know, you can call it appellations, you can call it what you like. There, it's the wine of origin. There's 60 regions that it comprises today. Again, most located near Cape Town. During the apartheid and the white run regime, there was a very, very important, not just wine cooperative, but it was a sort of a large scale agricultural cooperative called, and I'm going to butcher this like I do every year, but I'm going to do my best, the Cooperative Wienbauers Vereniging van Zuid-Afrika.
That was terrible. I like that. Best.
And it was first created in 1918. Okay, so it's been around for a long time. It was basically their government's attempt to sort of stabilize agriculture, which we know from American efforts in that it always goes well. It's always best to get the government operating in every facet of things, including things that totally depend on, like, the weather and other completely non-controllable things. It also didn't involve, what's it called, women or anybody of color, or just, it's exactly what you think it was. And it still does actually technically exist as a corporation, but it's not, like, it's privatized and it's not a thing anymore, but and basically, it lost its power when the ruling National Party lost power in 1990-1991. But it's still around, and it's pretty silly. But what isn't silly is that, of course, now that has sort of lost its hold, what you are seeing in South Africa is a remarkable resurgence of the wine trade. Not only because now there's international involvement monetarily, but because they're letting, what's it called, women and people of color involved. And so you're seeing this unbelievable growth in just tremendous, tremendous wineries. We do represent some of them at the store. I encourage you to come in and check them out. The diversity, so predominantly the grapes you're seeing, I'm probably out of time, aren't I? I should check really fast.
Yeah, about a minute and a half.
Minute and a half. So the grapes you're predominantly seeing down there, Chenin Blanc, which is, of course, the main white grape of the Central Loire Valley, a wonderful grape, a very sort of rich and can be very complex, and lots of expressions of it are available down there, from the sort of dry and minerally to the sort of luscious and decadent. You do see a lot of Syrah, a lot of Sanso, which is a sort of the forgotten southern French grape. You're seeing a Cabernet Sauvignon, a wide variety of things that are being grown down there, and the prices are still very, very good. The importation into Maine is a little bit hit or miss, I will admit that, so it's a little harder to get it here, but just in general in the United States, there's some really, really excellent labels available. So I would encourage you to go out and check out South African wines. They're very old school, traditional, but varied, and you know, just left field enough that I'll bet you'd be tantalized. Next week, just as a look forward, we'll be talking about Australia. And in the meantime, I hope everybody is doing well. I know the crud is going around. It just hit my household, unfortunately. But everybody, you know, stay well. And, regardless, I'll talk to you this time next week.
We'll look forward to it.
I sound awful.
You will tough it out. We'll be there next week. Thanks.
Excellent, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle.